7:21, Total Information AM Sunday. It's Hancock and Kelly time. John Hancock and Michael Kelly joining me right now. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Did you guys do anything fun?
Went to our friend's house last night. They've got a place out on the Merrimack River, and we shot some pretty amazing fireworks for a house party. It was fun.
Michael?
I watched the original Supermans with Christopher Reeves over the last couple of days.
Nice. Well, speaking of America, Musk yesterday, Elon Musk, announces that he is going to create a new party called the America Party after his split with President Trump, especially over the bill that just passed. John, I'll start with you. Is this going to go anywhere?
I would be highly doubtful. You can't just create a political party out of whole cloth. The closest we've come in our lifetimes was Ross Perot and the Reform Party.
Mm-hmm.
He had one competitive cycle, well, competitive. He got 19% of the vote for president. But you build a political party from the ground up. You win some state legislative races. And I won't say it's impossible, but I think it's highly unlikely. It will be benefited if Musk decides to plow a couple of billion dollars in, though, I suppose. He might get, but I also don't know that there's an appetite for what he's selling. So we'll find out.
Well, doesn't this country need another political party? Honestly, the two-party system, in many ways, seems to have failed America. Michael, your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know that it's failed America. I think we're going through a change right now where people are realigning themselves. And I kind of tend to agree with John. A third party is really hard to pull off. Well, the one key thing, though, that Elon Musk brings to that fight is resources, and that's something that's lacked for third parties in the past. More likely than not, Scott, a couple of candidates that call themselves America Party may wind up being successful, but I think they essentially just cannibalize the Republican Party if Elon's Musk message continues to be about spending. So I don't think it's a sustainable solution that he has, but I definitely think that it could be disruptive, at least in one cycle.
Well, we've talked about, and this is what I was referring to earlier, is the extremism that is happening. Yeah. You know, and you talked about in the primaries, people not turning out, you end up getting these extreme candidates, and that's what is happening all around the country. I guess my follow-up question then, I'll start with you, Michael, is what would a third party, what would a message be that you think would work and resonate with the American people?
Well, I think it's got to be common sense. And I think there'll be candidates inside of each of the Democrat and Republican Party that push it. What we've learned over the last several years is people are not participating in primaries. And as a result, we're getting more extremist candidates as a result of it. Hopefully, education will continue and people will get involved in primaries and the pushback could begin to bring back more common sense. And I think those both of those could evolve inside the existing parties.
John, let me ask a similar question to you, though. How would Elon Musk make this work? Let's say he could do it. What would his message be, and how could it be effective?
Well, you'd have to run a campaign messaging of stop the nonsense, some kind of thing, and try and find candidates who are, you know, in Musk's case, if he wants to paint them according to his own politics, they would be right of center candidates. But you get into the same problem that Michael outlined, where, you know, you're not going to take votes necessarily evenly from both camps. You know, there's a sense, Scott, where we've got a three-party system now. You've got Republicans, a diminishing number participating. Democrats, a diminishing number are participating. And then you've got everybody else who doesn't participate until November. And that's the third party right there. And I think the easiest way to engage that large chunk of the electorate is to get them participating in one of the two major political parties' candidate selection processes. And I think that's a more linear fix to the problem that you've accurately outlined.
What was your take, John, on the bill and how it all came together this week? It was so razor thin in the Senate that the vice president had to step in and vote. And then it looked like, boy, it could be weeks before this passes the House. And all of a sudden, everyone came together. So what does that say about what's going on in the Republican Party right now?
Well, the Republicans had to pass it. And it was going to pass. And they had to make enough one-off deals. They made one with Lisa Murkowski in the Senate and probably others to put sprinkle that thing full of goodies for their home states or districts. But it was always going to pass. I don't think it's going to be as draconian as the folks on the left are predicting, and I also don't think it's going to be an economic panacea as the Republicans are predicting, especially in the context of we're still unsettled on what this tariff regime is going to look like. And so when you're cutting taxes on the one hand and imposing taxes through tariffs on the other, whatever benefit you get from an economic punch from tax cuts is going to be mitigated somewhat, I think.
Michael, what was your take on the final bill that passed?
Well, it's exactly what the president wanted, and I think it's going to be costly to many of the Republicans who had to vote for it. This isn't new, right? When a president comes in, particularly a president who winds up getting both houses of Congress and the White House, they want to push through their agenda, and this particular president is likely a lame duck here after the end of the year. Well, he is a lame duck, but it is likely loses his relevancy as time continues to evolve. And so if you go back and look through history, the same thing happened to Barack Obama, and the Democrats wound up having, or the Republicans wound up having, a really good a couple of cycles as a result of the whole debate about health care. And so now the Democrats have something to organize around, which is this terrible bill, which affects the very people that Donald Trump put together as a coalition for his support. So I anticipate a couple of good years coming the Democrats' way, simply based on history. And now we have something to organize around.
Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Gentlemen, thank you.
You bet, brother.
All right. It's 7:28. This is Total Information AM Sunday for July 6th. Stay tuned. From sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.